Welcome back to Tip TV. It gives me great pleasure to introduce Mr. Simon English. He's a senior journalist correspondent for the Evening Standard. Simon, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Let's kick off, all right? Banker bashing, okay, it's obviously popular. When is this going to end?
Never. It's never going to end. The events of 2007, 2008 were so huge and so ingrained in people's minds that I think we're stuck with that for some time. And let's be clear, most of it is fair or deserved. I think that people don't get the distinction between the city, which didn't go bust, and what happened on the high street, where they all did go bust. And I think in people's minds, those things are one of the same, and perhaps bankers themselves don't make a good enough job of making the distinction.
Okay, so two pieces on that. What makes you a senior correspondent to give you authority to say that? And the second piece, right, if the bankers are being spanked over here, why are all the jobs going to go to France, or they're not going to go to France?
To answer the question about my seniority, I think the reason I'm senior city correspondent is because I'm the oldest person there, and eventually they have to say that. It's like, okay, it's on the way to being an OAP. There's a bus pass in the post soon. On the bankers' jobs going overseas, they're not. So what you keep reading is that bankers, traders are going to be sent or are going to voluntarily move to Luxembourg or Paris or Frankfurt. Have you ever been to any of those three places?
I have, and they're bloody dull.
Nobody's going there. So then what might happen as a result of Brexit is that a few back office staff, maybe some specialist traders, maybe some bankers who fancy going to Frankfurt anyway because they were German in the first place, go. The whole centre of financial trade will remain.
He's staying put.
Will remain in the city. It isn't going anywhere. So the debate at the moment is what happens if there's a hard Brexit and banks here aren't allowed to continue trading in Europe? Well, banks will be allowed to continue trading in Europe. We've just got to sort that bit out. And at the moment, banks are making contingency plans as to what might happen in that eventuality. There's not many jokes in this, miss. What will really happen is that they will resolve it and the vast majority of trade will stay here. And another reason why people won't go is because if you're a guy who knows what he's doing, you're a senior person at Morgan Stanley or Goldman Sachs, someone the bank loves, you're a big producer, they say to you, you've got to go to Frankfurt or Luxembourg, you're just going to say no, you're not going to go. London's a brilliant place.
So let's talk about risk-reward. If the Evening Standard said there's a job in Paris, Frankfurt, Milan, would you take it?
Well, I might, but I'm not a top-producing banker who makes 3 million quid a year and has got kids in, you know, private school. I might go anywhere. But
would you be tempted, though, as a man from London?
Well, actually, truthfully, no. At this point, I wouldn't. So I think that's a good point. So if you're 25 and you fancy a bit of adventure, or someone says, you fancy a couple of years in Luxembourg, the Cayman Islands, wherever, fine, yeah. But at this point in my life, as a senior city correspondent, and if you're a banker with a proper career, there's no way you want to disrupt your family's life to move anywhere, really. The incentives would have to be huge. And one of the things that I think the stories about all of this move don't never touch on is tax in Paris and Germany is a lot higher than it is here. And moving families, you know, overseas, moving one family overseas, it's a pain in the neck. The notion that you're suddenly going to move 10,000 people to Frankfurt or wherever, it's nonsense.
It's just not going to happen. Simon English, senior city correspondent, thank you very much.